You are listening to the Real Estate Blind Bid Provocateurs, a podcast taking a bold stand against the opaque and frustrating process of blind bidding, a system that has long plagued the real estate market with uncertainty, mistrust, and manipulation. This podcast is a production of True Home Value, the pioneers of transparent open bidding in residential real estate. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Real Estate Blind Bid Provocateurs. We're on episode 4. The Seller's Advantage. I'm back here with my co-hosts, Kyan Brunel and Carrie App. So let's get into it. What is it about a transparent open bidding platform that brings integrity to the selling process?
One thing I want to just continue to drive home, and I started this in episode 1, and it's just so important to me, James, is that there is a huge misconception in the marketplace that the blind bid process, the pig in a poke, brings a seller the highest price. It doesn't happen. Time and time again, it doesn't happen. And we've given lots of examples as we've gone through. But one of the reasons it doesn't happen is the buyers get remorse when they've gone through this process. And then what happens when a buyer gets remorse? They terminate. And we're seeing this happen like 30% of the time in these multi-bid offers. Over 30% of the contracts will fall. Once a house has been under contract and falls, that house is now stigmatized in the marketplace. People are like, agents especially are like, what's wrong with that house? It was only under contract for a week and it fell. I bet there's an inspection issue. I bet there was something that they're not telling us there's an inspection issue. We don't automatically jump to the buyers got scared and ran away. We jump to what's wrong with that house. So now all of a sudden a seller is harmed by their stupid blind bid process. Not to mention the fact that, and you can talk to this a lot better than I can, just the whole psychology of a competitive open bid platform where people can see and the competition, etc. I know it brings higher prices.
Yeah, it certainly does. We've gone to, let's say, a charity event and they have a live auction. Why do you think there's an auctioneer? They're able to understand the room. They put you in a bidding situation where you don't back away. Imagine going into a charity auction and being like, all right, everybody, just give us your best offer at this point in time. It'd be like $10. A real auction could really drive multiples. And the data shows it drives anywhere between 7 and 15% higher price.
Exactly. James, I'm from rural parts of North Dakota, right? And when a home is being sold or if there's an estate sale, some kind of, typically an auctioneer will show up, all the contents will be brought out of the home, plopped in the yard, and the community comes and you start an auction, right? Some people travel from all over the state, just depending what's listed in the advertisement for this upcoming auction. Now, I say this from a loving place, but a lot of times this stuff is simply junk, right? I am not a gambler. I don't like to do slot machines. I don't go to Vegas. I don't any of that. Okay. But so I don't like to lose money. Now you put me in front of an auctioneer. You put me in a situation where I can see my competition. I do have a competitive personality and it is somebody's junk. Let's be real, right? Nobody else wanted it. Didn't have much of value because if it did, somebody close to that family would have taken ownership of that prized possession and all hell breaks loose. Somebody's at $5. I'm at $6. They're at $10. I'm at 12. And it's not just two people. This is what happens in an open, transparent offer platform. People get really excited. They can see who the competition is, where they're at. And suddenly going from to real estate, something that is very meaningful to us, roof overhead, a life necessity. Holy cow, if you don't think for 2 seconds, if I really want this dream home, I'm going to feel really good about beating you out, James. If you're 5,000 above me, I'm going another 1,000 above you. And we're going to just, and it feels okay because I can see as a consumer, this is comfortable. This is what the market's bearing. And what do you think that does for the seller? This is what we're talking about. Sellers win, right? Because they have buyers are making offers on their home, probably more than they anticipated, getting for their home. And they know that these buyers know what they're doing because they can see the competition that they're up to. And that doesn't mean that the seller necessarily is going to take the highest one, but they can see that people have real skin in the game because everybody knows what's going on and they're trusting the process, right? There's some integrity in it, some transparency. And this is a huge advantage to sellers. The odds of them having an offer that falls out because of buyer's remorse lessens dramatically.
Yeah, that's a huge point. Getting rid of that stigmatism of this house fell out under contract. And then in the open bid system, the seller really can communicate directly what are their priorities selling, because it's not always price, right? There's oftentimes other key drivers that the seller wants to make sure is met. And if you're a buyer, you might have enough money to make it, but you might not be able to meet other key requirements of the seller. And maybe you guys can give some examples of a situation like that.
Sure. I think one of the most important drivers in any real estate transaction is the possession date, because sellers don't want to have to move twice. It's a huge pain. So nobody wants to have to move twice. So the idea that they can retain possession maybe to closing and then have a little post-occupancy period or something so that they can close on their next house and move, that's huge. Oftentimes, that's as big of a driver as price. Price always is king, but it's not the only thing that matters. And you never know about their personal situations. Kids and schools drive a lot of decision-making around possession. So there's so many other factors that go into it that price doesn't just rule. And one other thing I was going to say about what Carrie was talking about, just the whole, as they drive these bids up, I think there's a huge misconception that a list price on a house is the market value. The list price is not the market value. It's not the retail price for the shirt or something. The list price is like an educated guess at about where we think it's going to sell. But we in the United States operate in a free market system. It's all about supply and demand. Right now, we're operating in a period where we have no supply or very low supply of housing, and there's a lot more demand. What happens in basic economics in periods of low supply and high demand? Prices rise. The idea you're overpaying for a house is just crazy. If there's 10 bids and everybody's right there in that relevant range, that is the market value. That's not overpaying for the house.
I know another big part of this discussion around selling is the selling agent. So another part of this is the selling agent, which is what we're going to get to in episode 5. We're going to talk about the advantages of a open, transparent bid platform from a seller's perspective, from a seller's agent perspective. And I think that's going to also show that everybody in this game is really battling against an industry norm of a blind bid system that puts mistrust on everybody. And the transparent open bid system changes that. So tune in to episode 5. It's called Agents of Change, the Buyer's Agent's Perspective. So thank you again for listening and watching, if you're on YouTube, to the Real Estate Blind Bid Provocateurs, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Blind Bid Provocateurs. If you are ready to bring trust, transparency, and integrity to residential real estate, then don't be shy about it. Tell your friends, colleagues, and family. Perhaps you know someone who's thinking about buying or selling a home. Do them a favor and hit that share button and text a link to this episode. They'll be sure to thank you. If you prefer to watch your podcast as videos, guess what? We're on YouTube. Find us by searching for True Home Value. Thank you so much for listening. And that is about as much as we can incite in a day. Goodbye.